For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McAllegate. And before we get started with the show this afternoon, I'd just like to thank Aaron, our station manager, for bringing in some tapes of Gordon Bennett's show at the Jazz Band Ball that were recently discovered at the station. So hopefully sometime soon I'll be getting those on the air for all of you lovers of traditional jazz out there. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from a great vocalist who performed in the 40s and 50s. Her name is Helen Hume. Now, one of the high points of Helen Hume's career was recording for contemporary. There was a specific album that she made that we're going to feature in just a few seconds that featured superior songs, superb backup, and a very suitable and swinging arrangements by one of the great arrangers in jazz, Marty Paich. Now, on four songs, she's backed by tenor great Ben Webster and a rhythm section and also a string quartet. The other numbers find her joined by a 14-piece band that includes Webster and Teddy Edwards on tenor sax, along with alto sax great Art Pepper. So we're going to go back to September 1960, and we're going to listen to Helen's version of Mean to Me.
Sweetheart, I love you, think the world of you, but I'm afraid you don't care for me. You never show it, don't let me know it. Everyone says I'm a fool to be pining the whole day through. Why do you act like you do? You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying, and I don't know why. I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year, and you always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? You love to see me crying, and I don't know why. Thank you. what you mean to me.
Fantastic recording of Mean to Me, performed by Helen Humes on the vocal with arrangements from Marty Page, and that was from 1960. We're going to listen now to some music from pianist Russ Freeman, and this is a trio that recorded on December 15th, 1952, featuring Red Mitchell on bass and Bobby White is on drums. This was recorded at Gold Star Studios in Los Angeles. We're going to listen to their version of Steeplechase. That was recorded live in Berlin. That was music from one of the greatest arrangers in jazz. She's won so many awards throughout her career, and she also appeared here at the Ottawa Jazz Festival a few years ago. And I remember when she played in the park, boy, the crowd was just so enthusiastic about her her band. That was Maria Schneider and her band with Sky Blue, a beautiful number. And just before that, we heard some music from Russ Freeman with Steeplechase, and that's part of the recordings that he made for Pacific Jazz. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We're serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from a vocalist who's been getting a lot of press lately, and her popularity has skyrocketed. Her name is Tierney Sutton. This is from her new album entitled I'm With the Band, and we're going to listen to her version of the standard Let's Face the Music and Dance.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's music and tonight and love and romance, let's face the music. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music. But while there's music and tonight and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Then there may be drops to shed. But while there's music and moonlight and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, 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 dance.
That was a beautiful piece of music from a band known as Gato Libre, featuring Natsuki Tamura on trumpet, Kazuko Tsumura on guitar, and someone who we know for her piano work and her creativity, Satoko Fuji, was on accordion. And on bass, we had Norikatsu Koryasu, and that was taken from their album entitled Strange Village. And we heard a track called Dance. And just before that, we heard Let's Face the Music and Dance by Tierney Sutton from her album I'm With the Band. We're going to listen now to some music from Bobo Stenson. We're going to go all the way to Sweden and listen to this highly creative musician, someone who has influenced many musicians throughout Scandinavia and around the world. This is from his brand new album, the Bobo Stenson Trio. The album is entitled Goodbye, and we're going to hear their version of Send In the Clowns.
You've got your dial locked.
Locked
on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Thank you.
They say that simplicity is the hardest thing to do in art. I think it's true. So it's a pleasure to play this next piece written by Andrew, which is called A Simple Melody. Thank you.
that was some wonderful music from the Marty Ehrlich CDE Trio, recorded August 21st, 1997, live in Willisau, Switzerland, featuring Marty on alto sax and clarinet. Mark Dresser was on bass, and Andrew Cyril was on drums. And just before that, we heard some fine music from Bobo Stenson from his brand new album entitled Goodbye, and we heard his version of Send in the Clowns. We're going to listen now to some music from a musician that sort of vanished from the jazz scene for quite a few years and has been, you know, coming back and going out as it may. His name is Charles Tolliver. Now, Tolliver was on quite a few excellent advanced hard bop records in the mid-60s. He played with Gerald Wilson's orchestra in Los Angeles between 1966 and 67. And he was also a member of Max Roach's group at the same time, around 67, 69. As the compatible Gary Bartz, he played with him as well. Charles Tolliver, whose fat tone was influenced by Freddie Hubbard, while his ideas display bits of John Coltrane, he is recorded as a leader for Impulse, Black Lion, Enja, and Strata East. And we're going to listen to a track from Charles Tolliver. This is from the good folks at Mosaic Records. They released a special collection called Mosaic Select, Volume 20. And we're going to listen to a track called Truth.
Thank you.
Music from John Sermon, one of the very few sax men in England to find a significant audience in the rock era during the late 60s. He played gigs regularly at venues like the famous Marquee Club in London on Wardour Street. And he's also a clarinetist of some renown and no slouch on the keyboards either. The atmospheric sounds that Sermon creates on his horns have been a major asset to the ECM label ever since the late 1970s. He was also an extremely prolific artist on Dirham, Futura, Dawn, and Island, cutting 7 solo albums between 1968 and 1974 on those mainstream pop-oriented labels, as well as recording with Morning Glory on Island Records. He studied at the London College of Music and London University Institute of Education in the mid-60s, and he played with Alexis Corner and Mike Westbrook until the late 60s, and he recorded with Westbrook until the mid-70s. He worked with Graham Collier, Mike Gibbs, Dave Holland, Chris McGregor, and John McLaughlin in the 60s, and he also toured Europe with the Kenny Clark, Francie Boland big band in 1970. And if memory serves me, Francie Boland recently passed away. Sermon has made many recordings for ECM, spanning from freeform to mood music, and he remains one of the most consistently stimulating artists on the jazz scene today. Before that, actually, that track that we just heard was entitled Four Bridges, and that was recorded live in concert. And just before that, we heard Charles Tolliver from a Mosaic Select collection with a track called Truth. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're just going to continue here with the music. This time, we're going to feature some excellent music from vocalist Rebecca Shrimpton and guitarist Eric Hofbauer. This is from their album Madman's Moon, and we're going to listen to a track entitled Walking with Sam.
The way up, but way, way up, but way, but do deep, way up. The way down, but do day up, but me. One step forward, then jumping and spinning. You run away, and then you stop. You're grinning. Wait for me, 'cause the road may be straight, but not the path you take. You fly, you become a bird, you're a plane, you are a supersonic train. The world you run through is wondrous and new, and shining as bright as you.
Thank you.
That was some music from the Offshore Quintet from Sweden. From their album Stampede, we heard Still Present. And before that, we heard a beautiful piece of music. Boy, this lady can sing. Her name is Rebecca Shrimpton with Eric Hofbauer on guitar. And this is from their album Madman's Moon. And we heard Walking with Sam. We're going to listen now to a beautiful orchestra from the United States, Anthony Brown's orchestra. Anthony has recorded a few albums over his career. I remember a couple of them. One was dedicated to Thelonious Monk, and the other one was a fine dedication to Duke Ellington. And I've played those on the show over the past few years. But he has a new album called Rhapsodies, and this is a track that he's entitled Bread and Bowie. This is music from the Anthony Brown Orchestra. We'll be right back.
Deutsch ist aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lohe. Deutsch ist aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball-Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
That was music from guitarist Per Jordan from his album Gentle Thoughts and his version of If I Should Lose You. And just before that, Anthony Brown's orchestra from his album Rhapsodies and a tune entitled Bread and Bowie. We're going to listen now to a pianist by the name of Lisa Hilton. Lisa is a passionate pianist and a prolific composer who grew up in Southern California in a very musical family. In fact, her great uncle was a well-regarded Dutch pianist. She composed her first simple songs at age 7. She began classical piano at age 8 and improvised the blues as a teenager. Her sensitive piano style has been favorably compared to fellow pianists like Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, and even George Shearing. She's received considerable attention for her compositions and arrangements, and we're going to have a chance right now to listen to what this woman is all about. This is from Lisa's album, My Favorite Things, and we're going to listen to, this is a great version of So This Is Love.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Music from a band known as Plunge, featuring Bobo Stenson on piano, and we heard Levitation. And that's taken from an album simply entitled Plunge, featuring Bobo Stenson. And before that, we heard Sunette Johnson from his album Jazzman, and a beautiful piece called Second Way Out. And we started the set off way back when with pianist Lisa Hilton. That's from her album My Favorite Things, and her version of So This Is Love. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We have about a little less than half an hour left, so I'm going to try and squeeze in the next three numbers. And we're going to start off with some music from Satoko Fuji. This time we're going to listen to her live in Japan, 2004. This is from her brand new album. It features her husband Natsuki Tamura on trumpet, Satoko is on piano, Mark Dresser is on bass, and we heard Mark Dresser a little earlier on in the show with the Marty Ehrlich CDE Trio. He's featured here with the band, and Jim Black is on drums. And I have to tell you, this rhythm section works perfectly with Satoko Fuji. They've been associated with her for a number of years, and I think that this recording is really special. We're going to listen to a track called Looking Out of the Window. This is music from the Satoko Fuji 4 on In Transition.
listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Ottawa U's Campus Community Alternative.
Get ready! 4, 3, 8, 10.
The nation's only bilingual campus community radio station.
CHUO.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some music from Larry Coryell with Wolfbane. That's taken from his album Electric. Gerald Wilson's orchestra before that with Jerry. That's taken from his album In My Time. George Kahn was in that last set as well from his album Compared to What. And we heard Noam Sayin. And then we started off the set with Satoko Fuji from her Live in Japan 2004 album with Looking Out of the Window. I'm Randy McElligott. I've been your host for the past 2 hours of In Transition. I'll be back next week with another edition. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Aussie with German news, music, and commentary until 3 o'clock. Have a great week. Bye for now.